The Two Hearts Public Library had always been a special place for me. We'd moved here, my mom, baby sister, and me, when I was 10. The three of us were nothing more than a huddle of raw nerves and exhaustion after years on the road with my father, none of them good. Here at the library, I'd found friends among Anne, who lived at Green Gables, or Laura Ingalls in the Piney Woods. I didn't have to worry that I was that girl whose dad was in and out of prison, or when he wasn't locked up, doing all the things that landed him in prison in the first place. No one whispered about my mama and how she had to work three jobs to get by. No one felt sorry for me in my hand-me-down clothes. Here, I was just May Sampson, the girl who liked to read. As far as I was concerned, the library was sacred ground, the same way some people felt about a church building, or how most Ohioans felt about a football field. So it really pissed me when I found a man sleeping in the nonfiction section. I'd just ushered little Jordan Hunter, age 6, big fan of dinosaurs, into the warm March sun and had given the front door lock a satisfying click. Although I loved my job, the hours I spent here added up. As the one and only employee, I couldn't slack. If I didn't do it, no one else would. The book return cart was overflowing, so I pulled up my latest audiobook on my phone, turned the volume up as loud as it could go, and tossed it onto the cart. The historical romance had come to the first kiss. And I was a bit distracted by the Duke of Fellows' prowess. I turned the corner to make my way to the 600s, Applied Sciences, with a copy of Old Tractors and the Men Who Love Them. And there he was, a big oaf of a man, slouched in the armchair I'd gotten from an estate sale after old Mrs. Friedman went to the great beyond. It should be noted she passed away while sitting in said chair, but I thought that it gave it character. I shrieked. The book slipped from my hand and landed with a thud on the floor. Shockingly, the man did not budge. Or at least, it didn't look like he did. Two Hearts was a small dot on the map, and this library was the only one for four towns. I knew everyone who visited the library. I knew their reading taste, their family tree, and unfortunately for some, their internet search history. What bothered me the most was that he'd gotten in here without me noticing. This was exactly the reason I'd asked the city council to consider putting in one measly security camera, especially now I was here alone. After all, this man could be a criminal, or violent, or request to check out a copy of 50 Shades of Grey.